Nolte, Spike Lee's Dreadful to Five Bloods and Other Notable Golden Globe Snubs. By John Nolte on February 3, 2021. Spike Lee's dreadful new Netflix film, The Five Bloods, did not receive a single Golden Globe nomination. Which tells you Okatar Dairy has not completely consumed Hollywood. Or, in this case, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the organization behind the Globes. No one expected this. The Five Bloods has already won and been nominated for a ton of undeserved awards. So in this fascist era of woke, it was just assumed the Golden Globes would get in line and join the goose step. The big loser is Delroy Lindo, a marvelous talent who is long overdue for some awards recognition. But the truth, and this is not his fault, is that he just wasn't very good in this movie. He was over-directed by Lee. I can think of 10 performances Lindo deserves awards for. This is not one of them. As I wrote in my review last year, it should be a felony to waste this many good actors. More. The Five Bloods is not a catastrophe or embarrassment. It's not even Lee's worst war movie. That was Miracle at St. Anna, one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's just way too long and too reactionary. It's exactly the kind of movie you get from a filmmaker who just won an Oscar and now thinks he can do no wrong. In other words, it's a self-indulgent trudge, which is unfortunate. With the smart producers pushing Lee to cut 35 to 45 minutes, The Five Bloods might have at least been worth your time. So what does this mean? Well, obviously, the Golden Globes will be accused of racism, and not without cause. Director David Fincher's Mank was just as bad and still managed to nab 6 nominations, including Best Picture, Lead Actor, Supporting Actress, Director, and Screenplay. Other notable snubs include Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Netflix's Bridgerton series, Sophie Loren, and, with only a Best Original Score nomination, George Clooney's The Midnight Sky, which I did enjoy. My guess is that the coming woke mob uproar over The Five Bloods will pressure the Academy Awards to get in line and join the goose step with some nominations, at least for Lindo, which is fine. Plenty of great actors who were long overdue for Oscar recognition received it for lesser work. Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman, Paul Newman in The Color Money, Julianne Moore in Still Alice, Meryl Streep in Anything. Delroy Lindo deserves an Oscar. The good news is that now we get to sit back and watch Hollywood get accused of racism. Which is always fun, and a lot more fun than watching The Five Bloods or Mank. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.